Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the government's ongoing polio vaccination program, with parents and guardians urged to ensure that eligible children under the age of 10 access the vaccine. But first, the Supreme Court has for the second time struck off the roll with costs, the Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change appeal against the High Court's recognition of self-proclaimed CCC Interim Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu's recall of the first batch of the party's legislators and senators in October last year. Amanda Sihlendlovu, one of the CCC lawyers representing the recalled officials, explains the next move.
So, as you know, this appeal was noted close to the end of last year. It was struck off the roll on a procedural issue, meaning that it was not heard on the merits. Unfortunately, today again, it was not heard on the merits. There was an issue raised by Respondents' Council relating to security for costs. They were insisting that they need to be tendered with security for costs before the appeal can be heard. The court has agreed with this position, meaning that the matter was removed from the roll. So that's why we're out of court quite early. It means that we still have not yet been heard on the merits. The appeal has not been dismissed. That means that we now still have to then sort out the issue of security for costs and then come back to the court for an appeal on the merits. The appeal, of course, was opposed by the respondents, so that would still be another fight yet to come. So it's simply another delay in the final hearing of the appeal on its merits.
That was Amanda Sihlendlovu, one of the CCC lawyers speaking to reporters in Harare. Ngobani Sithole, lawyer representing Sengezo Chabangu, reacts to today's proceedings.
Well, it was a very, very, very short exercise. The papers were not properly before the court again. In this instance, the security, of course, was not paid, and therefore the court could not hear the matter. It was deemed abandoned. So it started, it ended there.
Just explain to us, what are the secret costs and what's the background?
In terms of the rules of the court, particularly the Supreme Court that we are talking about here, if you file a notice of appeal, you then tender costs for that particular application, and that must be done within 30 days. In this particular instance, it was not done, and therefore the rules of the court were violated, and hence the court could not hear that based on that.
So what's the position now?
Well, they have to reinstate that application, and then we'll take it up from there. If they intend to proceed with it, they'll have to reinstate it, unfortunately.
So how do you feel about this process, considering that they're coming second time, not following the rules?
Well, it is unfortunate, but at times it is what it is. We have to deal with it. We are the ones that are being arraigned before the court. We don't have any choice. But the good part of it is that costs have been said to be paid. So it's an application that was dismissed and that they have to pay the costs of this application.
That was Ngobani Sithole, lawyer representing Sengezo Chabangu. Meanwhile, Jameson Timba, chief administrator for the CCC, says the anomalies have been resolved and the matter will be back in court soon.
Mari yakabhadharwa kukota tsambango vayanyorwa kune mamwe magweta chakazoitika ndechekuti magweta aya nekuti tsamba dzikanda dzakunyorwa mazuwano hadzichafambiswa nevanhu dzakufambiswa nemishina wakutenda pakombiyuta unoloda tsamba saka magweta aya angu achiti havasi tovaona tsamba yakanga yanyorwa nevamwe saka pamarules ecourt kanditya kana tsamba imwe isina kuonekwa nemumwe patoita nyaya kanditya asi magweta ataurirana kuti ano ngachitaurirana ipanze pei pedare topanana tsamba dzatachifanira kuti takaita takapanana todzoka zvakare kuti kudare kuti dare ripedzise nyaya asi nyaya ichirimo mudare irimo mudare chekutanga vatsigiri vedu vakanga vadzingwa vachinzi havasiri nhengo dzeTCCC vauya kuno kudare kuti vataure kuti aiwa isu tiri nhengo dzechi dzeTCCC handiti kasi kuti uite mutungamiriri weTCCC kunga kanzuru kuti kungave kumuparamendi handiti unofanira kutanga waita nhengo ka handiti zvinova vari kunzi makaregedza kuita nhengo hamusiri nhengo but vaya kuzotaura dare kuti isi hatinambobuda isi muTCCC saka dare kana chizonge ratonga here kuti aiwa vanhu ava dzichiri nhengo handiti ka zeTCCC uchimizi kwakuya zvimwe zvitano zvinozotorwa pamberi kuti vochidzoka sei mutungamiri wangaainawaungawemuparamendi kana kuti munga wemukanzuro.
That was Jameson Timba, chief administrator of the CCC, speaking to reporters in Harare. Now, back to our main topic. Zimbabwe has launched an emergency polio vaccination campaign to contain a new outbreak, even as it fights a cholera outbreak that has claimed close to 500 lives. Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare.
Evan Zwaki, who delivered her fifth child at Chitungiza Hospital just outside Harare, says the newborn has already been vaccinated against the polio virus. Zimbabwe launched an emergency polio vaccination drive after health officials confirmed a case late last year.
I am happy that a vaccination program happened when I was here at the hospital. If you are at home, you will procrastinate and the vaccination program ends.
The United Nations says Zimbabwe is one of the 11 countries in Eastern and Southern Africa that has reported cases of polio, resulting in this mass vaccination campaign. Zimbabwe is partnering with UNICEF and the World Health Organization and others on the drive.
Currently in Zimbabwe, because Zimbabwe recorded over 15 cases of polio since last year, there is a campaign going on targeting 4.2 million children under the age of 10. And again, UNICEF is working with partners to be able to ensure that this vaccination goes on well. A procurement of over 10.5 million doses of vaccines, and we hope by the end of these two rounds, all the target population will be reached.
Sleiman Timios Kwidini, Zimbabwe's Deputy Health and Childcare Minister, says laboratory tests confirmed the presence of the virus in samples collected from sewage sites in Harare. Another case was confirmed about a three-hour drive from Harare.
The detection of these viruses in environment of or in humans constitutes a polio outbreak in the country. While the news is concerning, we as ministry would like to reassure the public that we have taken the swift action to investigate and contain the outbreak to prevent any further spread that may occur.
Kwidini urged citizens to cooperate with authorities conducting polio vaccination so that the virus can be eradicated from Zimbabwe. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe is battling to contain another outbreak of cholera with 470 deaths out of more than 25,000 suspected cases of the waterborne disease. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Chitungwiza, Zimbabwe.
Now let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We we connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. To discuss our topic in depth, we welcome our guests, Permanent Sibanda of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, Dombizodwa Khumalo, chairperson of the Bulawayo City Council's Health Committee, and we also welcome a health expert who works as a nurse, as a senior nurse in Gweru, who asks not to be identified. We'll start with Ms. Khumalo. How is the local authority coordinating this exercise, and is it running smoothly in the city schools and municipal clinics? Over to you, Ms. Khumalo. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. The city of Bulawayo is coordinating this campaign very, very well. Yeah, I started with the campaign. Community health workers, our environmental health workers and other stakeholders were going door to door, teaching people about the exercise. There was an awareness which was done properly before the administration of the exercise. We flyers, they were using also some posters here and there in the shops. As of now, as it initiated the day before yesterday, yeah, they started with different schools, preschools, and the others are going door to door. But the response is very, very well. At times, we usually face some a big resistance from other people due to their religion. But for now, there were very few challenges, one or two, maybe per catchment area. The response is very, very well. The city council has hired cars which are going ward by ward in different catchment areas. We've got also a lot of messages posted in these states in different areas. They are also going door to door visiting those who are not yet at school. Since this program is targeting from 0 to 9 years, 11 months, so those from 0 years, 2 years, 3 years, some of them are still at home. So others are doing the door-to-door visit to each and every home. So far, the response is very, very good. Mekingulumane, my treatment area, as of today, we're at 78%, which is very good compared to the last campaign. Also, we faced a bit of challenge yesterday since it was a holiday that affected our exercise. It had the negative effect since most of the children were not at school. The other challenge we were facing, since I'm saying some of our cadres, health workers, are doing door-to-door visits, is the problem of UTF. The UTF is just too hot, which might a little bit reduce the speed of the process.
Okay.
But holistically, the program is working very, very, very well. The city of Bulawayo is thoroughly prepared for the campaign.
Thank you so much, Ms. Khumalo. Now we come to Ms. Permanent Sibanda. How are you involved as residents in this exercise, and what have you seen so far?
Thank you so much. As a resident association in Bulawayo, we have been actively involved in the campaign. What we have done is Bulawayo City Council normally shares information material on such campaigns and to us as one of the key stakeholders. And we share this information, we further share on our social media platforms, on different different groups and different to different stakeholders. And we've seen the program being rolled out in different schools, which I feel is really helping in terms of reaching out to a lot of people who are supposed to benefit from the rollout. So I've seen that especially I saw quite a number of schools announcing that tomorrow there's going to be the polio drops being administered to the children there.
Thank you so much, Ms. Sibanda. To our health expert, what can you say about this program and your word of advice to the parents out there?
Thank you very much. In the Gweru city, it looks like the campaign is quite organized. They started by actually spreading the word to people through the WhatsApp group of the residency, and then the councillor also organizing meetings with the residents, informing them about this vaccination which is going on. It was also this loudspeaker going around telling people were actually given time to ask and find out about the vaccination. Right now that the campaign has started since the 20th, they are actually conducting the door-to-door, which is the Gweru city nurses doing that. Then the Minister of Health is going to schools vaccinating children at the school-going age. And us as the private entities, we have been tasked to give information to our workers so that we can give them information that the people who remain at home with children can actually take those children who are at home, the small babies, so that they can also be vaccinated. And we are really not a part of the vaccinating, but we are actually helping by spreading the information to the employees who are at our clinics.
Yebo, kuyezwakala. Silokhu sikhuluma lawe ngcwethi yethu khona ngapho kwezempilakahle oseGweru. Ungasichasisela ke ukuthi luqakatheke kanganani lolu hlelo, njalo ungabaxwayisa uthini abazali? Ungasichasisela njengolimi lwesishona.
Hayi, kulungile.
Ye, ngesishona.
Zvandingataura ndezvekuti chirongwa chiripo chekudonhedzera vana vaccine yepolio zvinobatsira kuti tidzivirire chirwere chemheta makumbo, nekuti kana vana vasina kudzivirirwa vanozobatwa nechirwere chemheta makumbo chinoremadza vana, inoita kuti nhengo dzavo dzemakumbo dzishaye simba rekuti vagozofamba kana kuti vashandise nhengo dzavo mune zvakanaka. Chirongwa chakakosha chaizvo zvekuti tese ngatibatanei kuti tione kuti hatina zvinozoremadza vana mukurarama kwavo. Saka zvinotaurwa nana mukoti zvese ngatizviteveredzei, tiende kunopiwa vana mapolio vaccines. Zvakakosha kuvabereki vese kuti vaone kuti vana vavo vaendeswe from 0 to 10 years vose vapiwe polio vaccine.
Yebo ke, siyabonga. Sesibuya kuwe ke Nkosazana Khumalo. Ungasichasisela ukuthi sibonile ukuthi eminye imithi le inikwe ezikolo, eminye emakliniki, konke kuhamba kuhle yini, njalo liyasuthiseka ngokuqhubeka ngalolu hlelo? Ungasichasisela ngesiNdebele.
Hayi, siyasuthiseka kakhulu ngendlela uhlelo lolu oluhamba ngayo koBulawayo. Ezikolweni asikaze sithole imbiko mhlawumbe yabantwana abanabazali ababengelathiso sokuthi labo bathontiselwe, bese kusithi lalaba abanye abalandwa besezindlini emakhaya abazali bayabemukela kuhle kakhulu abezempilakahle ekuthontiseleni abantwana. Konke lokhu kubangelwa ukuthi kunokuzwisisa okukhulu uBulawayo wonke jikelele ngokuthi ipolio ingumkhuhlane onjani, othelele kugogeka ebantwaneni, kodwa ungavikeleka kuphela nxa kungathi amasotsha omzimba aphikelele eqiniswa ngokuthi kuthontiseli abantwana. Kungakho ngenhla kusilela kasikabi le ndawo lapho esingathi kumbe kuyasilela khona ukuthi lothontisele ebantwaneni.
siyakujabulela kakhulu okwenzakala kobulawayo ngoba sibona ngathi abantwana bonke bazafikeleka ngendlela eqondileyo. Ngitho nababalisi baphatheka kakhulu, bakhona ababalisi emelelane lezempilakahle nabo baphatheka njalo kakhulu emkhankasweni naye. Siyokuthi la ma-counselors labo senze okufana naye nakuma-residence group lapha babe bengathi bekhohlakele, sitholakala sebebuza labo bedinga ukuthi bancediswe ukutshengisa ukuthi sibambeni sonke kona lo mkhankaso njengobulawayo.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Nkosazana Sibanda, ungathi liyathokoza yini njengezakhamizi, njengenkokheli yezakhamizi khona ngapha ngokuqhubeka ngendlela uhlelo lolo luqhubeka ngalo?
Njengezakhamizi siyathokoza kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi uhlelo lolo lufikile ezindaweni ezehlukeneyo. Akula sakhamizi esingathi asizwanga ngohlelo and akula ongathi akala access ukuthi ayefika lapha abantwana abathola khona i-vaccination ngenxa yokuthi kudisseminate endaweni ezehlulekeneyo ezitshiyeneyo and it's accessible to ama-resident.
Yebo ke, kodwa ongathi kule ngxaki yini? Hhayi, ngingaqhubeki lawe, ngizaphenduka kuwe Nkosazana Sibanda, kodwa siseselomlaleli okwakhathesi. Yebo, sizwa ukuthi silomlaleli ecingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yes, sanibonani.
Yebo, ungazitsho ukuthi ungubani njalo ungaphi kwelizwe, ekhaya uvela ngaphi?
Ya, mina igama lami Simba Thuma, ngibuya okwamanje ngise-South Africa, ngihlala eJoburg and ekhaya kusemthabezi esigabeni Sempu.
Yebo, siyathanda ukuba lawe kuhlelo. Ungasinika umbono wakho ngokwenzakalayo? Ye, kuya abantu lapha kuyahlatshwa imithi etshiyeneyo yokuvikela ipolio leminye ngeyokuvikela isigodo secholera, ungathini ngakho?
Okay, mina ngikubuza ngendaba yesifutho sekhorela lapha. Ukuthi kanti akhona akula enye indlela ongenziwa ngayo ukuthi isifutho sekhorela, ngoba ikhorela siyayizwa sibithi ngumkhuhlane oyingozi ebantwini. So akula ezinye indlela zokufundisa abantu ukuthi bazokwazi ukuthi njengoba ikhorela nti ibangelwa yingcekeza, futhi bantu bafundiswe inhlanzeko ikakhulu.
Yebo ke, siyabonga umbuzo wakho. Sizawudlulisela kungcwethi yethu lapha ezempilakahle. Lanxa nje baya bekhuluma ukuthi benika izixwayiso ukuthi abantu behlale behlanzekile, besebenzisa amanzi ahlanzekileyo, kube njalo. Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ukuxoxa lathi mlaleli wethu khona ngapho kwele South Africa. Yes, sesibuya kuwe ngcwethi yethu kwezempilakahle. Ungasichasisela kube ungasitshele ngesindebele ukuthi kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi abantwana bethontiselwe umuthi lo wepolio, njalo nxa bengawuthontiselwanga kuyini okungenzakala? Ubususixwayisa ke umlaleli wethu obuzileyo, ungaqhubeka?
Hayi, ngiyabonga. Kuqakathekile ukuthi abantwana bathontiselwe ivaccine le yepolio, ngoba nxa ngokukhulunywe ngaphambilini nguminista esitsho nje ukuthi bona labo abalutshwane ababanjiweyo abalayo ipolio, nxa kuyukuthi bakhona esigabeni abantwana bese besehluleka ukuthi bathontiselwe. Imikhuhlane le ethelelwanayo ephangisa nje igcwale yonke indawo, kodwa nxa abantu sebevikelekile sokuphitha ukuthi amasotsha abo omzimba asehlezi eredi ukuthi awulwisele umkhuhlane nxa ungangena phakathi kwawo. Yikho kuqakathekile ukuthi kuvikelwe wonke nje umntwana, kungabi lo mntwana oza kuthi ngizwana kuqhamuka leso sehlakalo sokuthi kube nepolio, abantwana bakhanyise bonke sebesiba yizigoga ngenxa yepolio. Nxa bethontisele sebevikelekile, umzimba wabo usuvele usuqinisiwe, usulamasotsha aza ukuba redi vele ukuthi bakhe bawulwise lowo mkhuhlane.
Yebo ke,
bese
ya ungaqhubeka.
Bese ngiphendula ke lo umlaleli ade kuzwa ukuthi kungenziwani ngekholera. uqinisile sibili ukuthi vele ikholera into eqakathekileyo ukuthi siyivikele yikuthi senqabe ukuhlala endaweni ezilengcekeza. Ingcekeza iyiyo vele edala ukuthi ukuze kube ikholera ngoba ithwalwa zimpukane ezisuke ezambuzini kumbe endaweni ezingcolileyo zingena ezindlini zethu kumbe siya ekudleni kwethu. Singabona ukuthi singavele sikhuphe ingcekeza ezindlini zethu sihlale lezambuzi ezihlanzekileyo imizi yethu ehlanzekileyo izibi ezilahlwayo ngesikhathi sizawutholakala ukuthi vele umkhuhlane wekholera vele awusoze ube khona ngoba vele uvele udalwa yingcekeza. Yebo, i-vaccination iqakathekile ngoba sihlala singabantu abehlukeneyo abanye vele ukungcekeza lokubabuthanda yikho sisithi kakuvaccinethwe-ke ukwenzela ukuthi laba abavele bevele ngathandi ingcekeza bangawutholi lawo umkhuhlane lo wekholera. Kodwa kuqakathekileyo kasihlaleni endaweni ezihlanzekileyo.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Ungasigqibela uhlelo ke Nkosazana Sibanda, usitshela ukuthi kungabe kule ngxaki yini khona ngapho eliqondana lazo edolobheni lakoBulawayo ukuthi abantu bayethontiselwa ipholiyo le yabantwana kumbe hayi konke kuqhubeka kuhle?
Okwakhathesi besingakahlangani le ngxaki besibona iprogram iqhubeka kuhle ngendlela.
Ye, lixoxisana njani le? Liyaxoxisana le council, liyaxoxisana labo bonke abanye sithi ngesiNgisi ngama-stakeholders?
Yes, siyaxoxisana kakhulu le council and different stakeholders and izakhamizi sixoxisana lazo kuma-different WhatsApp groups. So nxa kunama-challenges beshare on those groups kodwa nokwamanje besingakatholi information evela kuzakhamizi ukuthi they are facing ama-challenges.
Ye, phakathi kwezakhamizi bakhona yini labana abanye alokhu bemadolonzima ukuthi bayihlabise abantwana abanjengezinye iinkonzo zokholo abanjengabesipostoli labanye? Liyaliqondane lapho libakhuthaza?
Ye, bakhona kodwana bakhona abanye amafektha angavumelani lokuhlabisana kodwana asika ile direct communication labantu abathi bona abaseze bephatheke ehleleni.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Sesibuya kuwe ke Nkosazana Khumalo, your last word and your advice on this program ungathini ebantwini ngesiNgisi? Ye, ungaqhubeka.
Ngingakukhuthaza kakhulu njengokubawa ukuthi sonke sibambane kona le mkhankaso wegciwane lepholiyo leke elitsha elitholakeleyo ukuthi silenqabele ngokuthi abantu abethu bonke bavikeleke. Esengithe ngathi-ke kungaba le ndlela futhi ezintle esingasondelela laba abanye bethu abalutshwana kangaka abalokhu bethu abambelele kwezenkolo ukuthi abantwana ilungile labo lezempilakahle lingakanzilelwa. Siyafisa ke njengokulawayo ukuthi sonke sizambisane ngomansipala wedolobho lethu, sibambisane lazo zonke izingatsha ezisebenza phakathi komuzi ukuthi sihambise ilizwi linye lokuthi njengokulawayo asivikele kwenini emkhuhlaneni lo.
Ngikubambe umlomo khonapho ngathi umuthi lo uyenela yini? Libona ingane uyenela kumbe ungaphethusilela ngamafitshane fitshane?
Ngibona ngathi uyenela, akukabuli indawo lapho esiwubonisilela khona.
Yebo ke siyabonga. Thank you very much to our guest. That was Ward 23 Councillor, who's also for Bulawayo, Nkulumane. She's also the chairperson of the Health Committee for the Bulawayo City Council. We also heard from Permanent Sibanda of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association and the health expert in Gweru. We have come to the end of our show. And we also like to say thank you to our listeners who called into the program. I'm Sthandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C., saying let's meet again tomorrow.